You know that too much stimulation would let her climax too early. You want to draw this out. You want to keep learning just how to drive her into a sexual frenzy, to send her beyond normal sensation and into a place so aroused that a mere brush of your fingers or a momentary lick across her clit might set her off. In service of this goal, information is flooding into you. You know it's coming in from whatever spell, whatever wish you did make. You know to watch her belly, see signs of it clenching, watch the muscles. And she is quite muscular, you appreciate it. She's got a slight tan. You know from the signs of clenching and squeezing through her inner thighs up to her belly. And because she's standing and submitting herself to you, there's a little bit more strain on her muscles than there would be if she were lying or sitting down. And this will make her more prone to pleasurable, unpredictable spasms. It might be harder for her to get set off, but if she does climax, it'll go on and on and on as her fatigued muscles shiver over and over again. The orgasm will be prolonged by her standing, vulnerable state, and she's once more restricting her arms behind her back, and that turns you on. You consider all of your options, including the glow of arousal from her sex. And you push your tongue in and out, pistoning through the slight squeezing entrance of her sex, getting her juices all over your tongue. She is delicious to you. All the spirit of arousal, the manifestation of her desire for you, it's all expressed in her copious lubrication. If you told her to lean over and offer herself to you, to get on hands and knees, she would happily do so. If you asked her what she wanted, she'd answer that she wants you, just you, to play with you, to feel you, pleasuring her, for you to take her, claim her, control, command her pleasure, and you know that's what she wants. The expression on her face and the way she's nodding, affirmatively telling you, yeah, this is good, keep going, please. You see the shivering of her knees, the way her arms bound behind her back are twitching at the shoulders as her thighs are twitching to left and right of your face, which is burying now back between her legs. You took a good look at her, and now it's time to further drive her into pleasure, into oblivion. You see the shivering in her knees. You watch it and enjoy it. You bring your hands up and grab her hips, pulling her suddenly as close against your face as she can get.